The Pop Warner Youth Football Organization is challenging a Boston University study that says playing tackle football before age 12 can cause problems later in life. Pop Warner says youth football has evolved and it's made several safety changes since the participants of this new study played the sport some 40 years ago. For more on this, we're joined by WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Hi there, Shira.
Hello.
So what did these researchers look at, and why is age 12 the cutoff?
Well, the researchers studied 214 former American football players, including 43 who played only through high school and 103 who played through college. They administered cognitive tests over the phone, did some evaluations regarding mental health symptoms, such as symptoms for depression, and they found that they were 2 times more likely to have problems problem solving and with planning and organization, and 3 times more likely to suffer from clinical depression. Now, why look at children who are playing before the age of 12? In males between age 10 and 12, there is a critical maturation and development process that occurs. And they wanted to take a look at kids who are being repeatedly hit in tackle football before the age of 12. Mm.
So we should say this is a Boston University study, and the sample size here is pretty small, but the findings coincide with other research about repetitive head trauma and the increased danger when that happens at a young age. Is that right?
Yeah, and I think the big takeaway from this study is that the results were independent of the number of concussions that these young players had. So they were really looking at or putting a spotlight on subconcussive hits. Those are the type of hits that happen repeatedly but don't reach the level of a diagnosed concussion. So I think it's a little bit of a wake-up call for parents who might think, oh, my kid didn't suffer a concussion, he'll be okay.
So, Shira, what do the researchers want parents to do with this information?
Well, I think we can look to the co-author of this study, Robert Stern, from BU's CTE Center. And basically, he says he doesn't want one study or even a few studies to dictate policy. That's not the role of the scientist or the researcher. However, he does say that it's important that parents think carefully about their kids playing.
Policy is a big thing, and for me, right now, it's a parental decision. Parents need to weigh the pros and cons, and parents need to understand that it's not the kid's decision, because those kids' brains are really still developing, and they don't have the ability to understand the long-term consequences of something. So parents need to make a very difficult decision.
Hmm. Shira, I imagine that there are some parents who will say, you know, if I don't let my child play tackle football until after age 12, my child might not be able to play later on because they will have lost a competitive advantage here. So does this study then at all answer the question, should you definitively not let kids play tackle football?
Well, I think it's you have to weigh the long-term effects. This is what Stern says about limiting children's participation in tackle football.
Am I at a point to say kids shouldn't be hitting their heads repeatedly until a certain age? Yeah, I'm there. I don't know what the specific age is. You know, our study looked at age 12. We also looked at age 11, age 13.
But it was at age 12 where they sort of saw the most robust results, meaning they were seeing the biggest impact in terms of cognitive function, behavior, and those other indicators of mental health.
All right. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And you can go to our website, WBUR.org, to see the BU Youth Football Study.